CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. I'm very pleased today because I have author Nina Brown. And if you have not heard of Nina, you really want to find out more about her. She can be found on the internet at crystalsinger.com. So crystalsinger.com. And she wrote a beautiful book. It really captures all that she's kind of went through in a period of about, well, a few years anyway. I think there's 10 years mentioned in there, but really it's the last few that really were part of her spiritual evolution. The book is called Return of Love to Planet Earth, Memoir of a Reluctant Visionary. Nina, you have had such incredible experiences. You have an incredible support team there with you in the physical and the non-physical. I'm so pleased to have you on the show today, and thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it is my profound honor. I just love being in the quantum field of your audience and of you and of all the beings of light, and we're just going to have a good time and play.
Absolutely.
It's my new word, play.
Yay. I love that word. I don't do it enough, but I love that word.
Well, you know what I'm told? It's the most esoteric of all esoteric words. And so I spent months and months and months trying to define it. You know, what does it mean, go out and play?
And what did you come up with?
Well, I didn't, you know. I didn't, except that in my inner voice, which comes from the golden dolphin avatars of Sirius B, for whom I'm a messenger, and my higher self, of course, which is actually one and the same. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It means being in the now.
Okay.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is very beautiful.
And so to play just means forget about the past,
yes,
forget about the fear of the future, and just be in the now. And that is where we create. That is where we dream and vision the future. That's where we create out of all the potential realities that are there just waiting for us. So play is, it's a big word.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, well, we got awfully seriously awfully fast, so we got to get back to the play mode here.
That's right. I love it. Well, everything I've read and everything I've felt from your energy, I mean, you are an incredible, beautiful, powerful woman who has really come into your wisdom and knowledge of who you are, what you come here to do, all the lives that you've, you know, that it's taken us to get back to this space. But it seems from everything that you've written, and I guess with the last activation coming up, which is 12-12-12, we should have love anchored back on the earth.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. And it goes right to the core of everything that I know I'm on the planet to do. You know, I want to go back for a second, and when you
Absolutely.
Talked about my journey and its escalation, probably the biggest message, Laurie, is it is now safe for us to embrace and declare our human divinity. And when I use the word reluctant, it was so true of my being as I wrote the book. I was so scared, to come out and tell everyone who I knew myself to be. As a matter of fact, I wrote the book, and I'm not so sure I fully had that complete knowing, which is why I had to scream at the universe and say, I'm not publishing this book. I'm not going to put this book on anybody's counter until I know that I am a divine human and that it is so resonant in every fiber in my body that I can have the courage to do it. Hmm. Because it was scary, and I know everyone, the thousands of people that are listening on this transmission, have either gone through that stage and have made it to the other side, or they're still peeking through the closet door.
Yeah, for sure. I love that you say that it's safe now, because I think so many of us have had that trauma of either being betrayed in some way or abandoned or felt that separation, but also the embarrassment of, you know, telling people, certainly, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago when I started this, you know, it wasn't the thing really to talk about. And so you sort of created your own circles that would allow that to happen. But still, you did. You are afraid. And I was reading your book, and, you know, one of your big metaphors and what you've been creating is around the acronym STAR, which is about surrendering and trusting and loving and receiving. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, as you said, you seem to have surrendered easily. And I'm not sure if mine... Maybe I've always been saying, you know, I haven't been surrendering. Maybe it's not about not being able to surrender. Maybe it's always been about the trust aspect for me. So I, you know, it is difficult if your experiences have shown you, you know, the opposite of what your being tells you. And when it happens enough times, you sort of... I mean, I was at a point, and I knew it consciously, that I wasn't trusting. I wasn't just not trusting myself. I didn't trust God. I didn't know. I was in a very dark time of my journey, right? That dark night of the soul that seemed to have gone on for a long time. And it was difficult because I knew. And if you didn't trust God, how do you move to that next step?
And so it's I love this. This is such fun. When you say, if you didn't trust God, so I'm going to have to ask my favorite question, which is, who are you? And I know the answer.
Yeah.
But give it a try.
Yes, but that being outside the being inside, even that, I mean, I've always known of the goddess within, or I've always been able to connect. And in the beginning of my journey, I had no problem with the connection outside of my being as well, which was God, which is me, which is, yet there came a point when things were going so wrong, or so, and it's not wrong, it was exactly what I needed, but it felt so dark for so long that I knew that whatever I had in the beginning was a superficial layer, that there was a deeper layer of mistrust and fear and pain around the trusting of this divine being that was me, as well as the divine beings that were here to assist me.
You know, what I loved most about what you said was, I think you used the word wrong, and then you switched it and said not wrong. And for me, everything that I have gone through, all of the so-called suffering, the so-called pain, abandonment, all of the emotions, the fears, the anxieties, were all perfect. We're all perfect. And I am so thankful and so in love. Now, this is going to be a tough one. I am so in love, and I don't mean physical heart palpitation love. I mean
expansive
consciousness, knowing who the other person truly is, with the abuser in my life, with the alcoholic in my life, because each one of those experiences, each one of those people moved me a step higher on the spiral of life. First of all, I created it. That's my truth. I create my own reality. And why do I create all these so-called awful situations? Well, I don't change. I don't know about you. I don't change unless I have to. And so life has, and I'm going to talk about old energy, and we can define that in a minute. Old energy has provided illness and suffering and all of these trigger points to move us so that we come to the realization that none of that is who we are. None of it. Mm. We are the one consciousness, and please, everything I say is my truth. We are the one consciousness expressing as Nina, expressing as Laurie, who are going through these experiences so we can realize that that's not who we are. And underlying all the pain, and this I have to give credit to Vladimir Turek, who's part of our Star Clinic team, underneath all the pain is the pain of separation from God.
Yeah.
So, and this is getting very deep, and maybe we should get a little lighter here. all of those experiences ultimately are giving me pain of separation from Source, which is not true.
Right.
So that's not who I am either.
Right.
Are you still
it's
with
that
me?
Illusion. Absolutely. It's that illusion that we hold.
Wow.
That we are
I don't know how we got on that. It's probably because I love talking about it. Yeah, so all the experiences that you were just talking about, the dark periods, et cetera, but you know, I have such good news. We don't have to do all that anymore because of, guess what, quantum physics.
Okay.
And what do I mean by that? And I've only read one page of theoretical quantum physics, but I'm an expert. Okay, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's like meditation. What happens when the yogis meditate? They move out of the field of the past and they move out of the field of the future. In other words, they go into a timeless zone.
Right.
In that timeless zone, there is nothing to pull them, hurt them, make them remember. They just are.
So it's your zero point that you talk about.
Zero point, absolutely. So in that zero point, in that quantum field, in that oneness with all that is, all possibility exists. And all we have to do, because who are you, your God, is choose. So we don't have to have the illness anymore. We don't have to have the suffering anymore. We can choose our future reality because we know who we are, and we are surrendering, trusting, allowing, and receiving with appreciation and gratitude, whatever you want.
Nice.
Big statement.
Yeah. Very big statement.
Well, I hope I said it so it's comprehensible, because it's only taken me a year to be able to say those six sentences.
I love it.
So, you know, I'm writing this new book, and it's called Star Now State of Being, and it's all about that, getting into that meditative theta state or the zero point, and being the creator being that we are, and not being restricted by the personality that we think we are, because we aren't.
Right. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to our first break.
Okay.
We will be right back with more about the return of love to planet Earth with Nina Brown. And we will discuss, well, we have a lot to discuss. So stay with us. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Laurie Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
How the hell do we wind up like, why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? And try to turn the tables. I wish you'd unclench your fists and unpack your suitcase. Lately there's been too much of this, but don't think it's too late.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we are blessed by having author Nina Brown here discussing the return of love to planet Earth. You can find out more about Nina if you go to her website, crystalsinger.com. And the book is filled with just an array of beautiful happenings and offerings for people. What I thought of as I was reading it is it's helping those 144,000 masters sort of remember who they are. It's there helping us to reconnect with that core essence of who we are. We just have to remember that it's actually possible and that it is part of our evolution and our own journey as we move towards love to allow love back on the planet. It was a beautiful book, Nina. Let's talk about Star, though, because I think it's, you know, you're saying that you're going to be opening up another clinic?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Well, again, it's an acronym, and
yes.
in its simplest form, it's a state of being, surrender to the simplicity of your human divinity. So knowing your God as a divine human and trust in that wholeness. And I describe wholeness as human divinity again. So it's more than the ego personality. It is the divine human to express or to create or to manifest. So it's not Nina creating my reality. It is all of me.
Right.
And then allowing. And allowing is so beautiful because when we imagine or when we dream in the what I've been referring to as the quantum field or zero point, outside of environment, body, and time, you know, I might, the ego personality might think that my Sir Galahad should have blonde hair. Well, you know, it might be better if he had red hair. It just might be the very best thing that ever happened. So you allow the one consciousness, the divinity of you, to express in the most beneficial, perfect way for each one of us. And then receiving, that's so delicious because in my truth, once we have chosen subconsciously or consciously our future reality out of this field, it has to be nurtured with the energy and frequency of what? Appreciation and gratitude. It already exists because in the particles of reality, all exists. It's just a matter of choosing it. So appreciation and gratitude for what we can't yet see, but already exists in the field.
Right. And to receive that, to allow it, to receive it, to be it.
And
you know, it's, yeah.
Well, you can't do it unless you know who you are. Because if I think I'm just Nina, then I'm perhaps unworthy, and I block it.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah. And the divine human is really embracing our Christ consciousness, or embracing that energy of love, which is that expansive, incredible opening of your heart. Which is,
and, you know, you used the word love a couple of times, and since the title of my book is about return of love, I'd like to take a little digression for a moment because I know why you're on the planet. Of course, it's all my truth, and I know why everyone listening is on the planet. And it is why I'm on the planet to create and, guess what, anchor the new Earth and the golden age of divine love. We came back from the stars as star seeds or from the future to do this work. And, Laurie, we can't do it if we don't know who we are. So simple.
That's,
and we
so
can't
simple.
Do it alone. And that's why we have a gathering of golden dolphins all over the planet, coming together, star seeds, to acknowledge human divinity, self-love, and play. And then when we do that and we know who we are, absolutely we can create the new Earth. But love is the answer. I'm going to keep going here for a second. Love is a frequency and has structure in my truth. It has a lot to do with creation particles. And if we as creator beings are vibrating, everything vibrates in matter, in a low, dense environment, in duality, as a creator being, we are going to have the intention and the manifestation in that frequency. So we're going to create more duality. So it was critical, not just a good idea, critical, that a higher frequency, and now, after the book is published, an even higher frequency, that of the harmonics of the divine creator, be acknowledged and integrated so that we can, as creator beings, manifest from that frequency what we came back to the planet to do, the new Earth.
Beautiful. Do you want to talk about the golden dolphins?
Sure. Well, the golden dolphins are the higher consciousness of the physical dolphins, and as you can imagine, the correlation and relationship between dolphins and humans is so significant. They are avatars of Sirius B, and they are also an aspect of you and the audience and me. And this aspect is the highest vibration of our higher self. I was talking about a vibration a minute ago. We can't create outside of duality without a higher vibration, a higher frequency. So they, their energy is returning as an aspect of each one of us to be integrated so that our frequency of the quantum DNA field is raised so that, again, we can do what we came to the planet to do, create an anchor, not just create, because where is the golden age of Lemuria? It's gone.
Right.
So it's important and critical work that we're talking about.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And especially in a time where there's so much confusion and so much attention placed on fear, especially in the financial system and area, that it's a ongoing, constant consciousness to allow yourself to go into that state of love instead of, you know, making choices from fear, which are all the past vibrations.
And it's also the ego self. And that's not who we are. And that's why I keep saying over and over again, who are you? If we think we are John and Sally, that's the ego self living in exactly what you were talking about, time, past and present and future. And I'm talking about living, this sounds amazing, but in multi-dimensions, in a timeless, no time zone. But I don't mean not being in the world, just not of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Jesus said.
Right. Not getting caught up.
Yeah, being the observer, the conscious observer of your reality, so that fear doesn't destroy you chemically.
Yeah.
It's all like you're speechless. I got to slow down a little bit here.
That's okay.
Well, and you know, the reason I'm so passionate about this is because I know who you are. I know who the audience is. And it's so important that we wake up to this, and not only wake up to it, but embrace it and declare it on a conscious level so that we can transform reality into the new earth.
Right. Right. Without, yeah, right. I get it. and the task is to maintain that awareness and consciousness of remembering who you are and not saying, yeah, no, I'm just Lori. I'm just this. I'm just ego. I'm just, you know, we keep looking outside for all the things that, you know, we want, we feel that void inside for. So we keep looking out, and yet there is no void inside. It's just this loneliness or that separation that we feel when we think that we've somehow been disconnected or separated.
You know, one of the things that I think is so powerful, and I talked about it in the book, and that was validation. So I want to say something, Lori, because I know who you are, and please, to the audience, I'm speaking directly to you too. Because I know who you are, because I know why you came back to the earth, because I know what you are on the earth to do, I want to tell you that it is an honor for me to be in your presence.
Thank you.
you are that enormous a being of light. Each one of the people listening, we are enormous beings of light that don't fit into our physicality. We don't.
Yeah.
And so where does the rest of us go, this enormous being of light? Well, according to Cryon, channeled by Lee Carroll, it goes into our quantum DNA field and is expressed as our higher self, which is not higher on a cloud. It's a higher vibration in the quantum field of you. So you carry you in the field of you. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
And
with
guess
that,
what? It knows all the answers. So all we have to do is look inside into our field, communicate with its consciousness, and say, I have the intention to not have fear. I have the intention to create the new earth. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how to do it. Nina doesn't. But absolutely my wholeness knows. And it's right in our field.
Beautiful. With that, we're going to go to our second break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Today, I'm honored to have Nina Brown here. We're discussing her book, Return of Love to Planet Earth. You can find out more about Nina if you go to her website, crystalsinger.com. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hello, baby, hello. Haven't seen your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child? Hello, I said hello. Is this the only place you thought to go? Am I the only man you ever had? Am I just the last surviving friend that you know? Harmony and me, we're pretty good company. Looking for an island in our boat upon the sea. Your heart and let your feelings flow. You're not lucky knowing me, keeping the speed real slow. In any case, I set my own pace by stealing the show. Say hello. Looking for an island in our boat upon the sea. Harmony, gee, I really love you, and I want to love you forever. And we might never, never, never leave in harmony. Never leave in harmony.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul
with Lori Houston.
248-545 Soul.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nina Brown, who's the author of a book called Return of Love to Planet Earth. You can find out more about Nina if you go to her website, crystalsinger.com. Nina, there's so much I want to talk about on your book. You did talk about the different dates, beginning the different triple dates, beginning from 01-01-01 to 12-12-12. Now, a lot of people are putting a lot of energy on the 21st of December, 2012. And then I've also heard a lot of people saying, I mean, the 21st is because of the Mayan calendar, but a lot of people, the triple date is very powerful. But there's also this piece of me, and I know you did talk about it in the book, but, you know, what happened that we lost that vibration? I know you talked about the decision that was made and the crystals were sent out from the earth and that vibration, but it's been a long time. Like, it's been a really long time, and I know that we've tried in different times to bring it back, but and I do feel that this is the time we will be successful.
Absolutely, and I believe, especially what I've heard from beings of higher consciousness, that it's no turning back now, no turning back. But it's so important that we each individually do our individual work, because we're all part of this transformation, this dimensional shift, and each one is an integral and essential ingredient for the outcome. What I'd love to do is just to give a little bit of a summary of my understanding, and of course there are maybe many other versions of what is about to transpire.
Yes.
And you know, what truly matters? What truly matters? If my version doesn't match your version, doesn't match somebody else's version, because I don't think any of us really truly know, even the beings of light in the cosmos, because we've never experienced this before. We're going into a whole new unknown and creating it as we go. So the most important thing for me is that we know that we are part of the one consciousness, and that everything in creation is an experience and a feeling, and growing us on the spiral of life, whether we're on Sirius or Venus or in a past life which is in the simultaneous now, it is all just an experience and an expression of the divine creator. So having said that, for me, and this is based on information that is channeled through Archangel Metatron by James Tiburon of Earthkeeper, so you can go to the original source, we've been doing, and what do I mean by we? People all over the planet, think of how many people have been fixing grids and all the work we've been doing. So it's coming to completion. The Atlantean crystals will be totally activated, or ready to turn on, is the better way to put it, on 12-12-12. The sun disks are all coded and in alignment, and it is, so many people compare it to a computer, software, hardware, all of that metaphor. It is as if Gaia, planet Earth, is going to be going through a new software program. Okay? And it's ready on 12-12-12. And for me, it is ignited, fully activated on 12-21-12.
Oh.
And the ascension, which is a dimensional shift or an alignment away from the Metatronic grid to the crystalline grid, which is what we're talking about, is for Gaia. This is Gaia's birthday. This is Gaia's celebration. she is ascending. She is connecting to this new auric field. And because she is connected, we are also connected in the way that we intend. Is our love quotient sufficient to do it immediately? Have we already done it? Will we do it in the future? Will we do the inner alchemy that will take us to the harmonics of the divine creator, which is exactly what I'm talking about? So 12-12-12 is everything is ready. 12-21 is go for it. Let's turn the switch.
Wow. Okay. And maybe I should have you on for another show around that time, but what do we do to prepare? What do we do to allow? What do we do to surrender to what's already there?
That's beautiful. It's called do the work. We absolutely have to do the work. And I believe I know what that is, and I'm spending lots of time in this new book talking about it. There's so many things. I call them quantum tools. You can go to sacred sites to increase your frequency. You can use Vogel crystals. You can use intention. Who do I want to be? Go in. This is the most powerful of all. Go into a meditative state and put yourself in that zero point. Put yourself in that quantum field of oneness with all that is. And then ask I'm going to see if I can impress you here, the neurocortex, and I'm not sure I got that right, the front of the brain, the conscious brain. Ask the question, what will it look like? What will it feel like? Get the thinking and the feeling in your body and the chemistry that is the resulting factor of those of that awareness to undo the firing and wiring that we are so programmed in. Get new circuits, get new thinking, get new imagination, get new dreaming, and you become a new personality. You become a new being. And as you become a new being, the inner you creates the mirror on the outside, which is the new earth. That's what it is. That's what the new earth is. It's the new reflection of this inner alchemy work that each one of us is doing. So that's a mouthful, too. Gosh, you're really inspiring a lot of verbiage here. Thank you.
Well, and I guess, you know, the problem is that we keep wanting to create from our humanness instead of our divinity.
Bingo. And we're doing it in the past, in the emotions, the feelings, the chemistry of the past that says I am depressed, I am fearful, all of these things that become addictive chemically in your body. So we got to get ourselves out of environment, body, and time into this quantum field, in theta, in lucid dream state, in meditation, and remake ourselves. And I have to tell you, probably everything I'm saying, I hope I did a really, really good job, comes from Joe Dispenza's book.
Oh, you did? I was just going to bring up that because I did an interview with him.
Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Yeah, I did an interview with him last month. It's brilliant.
Well, it's the pill.
Yeah.
How do we do it? That's the pill. Read the book.
That's right.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the science behind the quantum physics or the mystery or the magic for exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And yay, what a great interview. Good for you. Wow.
Yeah, I loved it. In fact, I want him to come back and do the second part of the book because we did the main concepts, but now I want to do the meditation aspect of it so that people understand it from that place. But you're coming from the same place, so it doesn't matter. We're getting it in every way, which is what's important.
Well, his work, I mean, I just honor him for returning to the planet because he is so simply sharing with all of these star seeds about whom I just referenced, sharing how to get the job done.
All right, with that, we're going to our last break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Today we have Nina Brown, author of Return of Love to Planet Earth. Find out more about Nina at her website, crystalsinger.com. We're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
I know a girl. She puts the color inside of my world. Machines just like a maze. All of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughter. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers be good to your daughters too. Oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can break. You find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong, and boys don't do wrong. But boys will be gone without one for a woman's good, good heart.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nina Brown with us, and she's the author of Return of Love to Planet Earth. It's been quite a journey for you, Nina. You've gone through such an array of different experiences. You began trying to put into place your star clinics, and there were a lot of interesting twists and turns along the way. You had all the support non-physically, so you're about to start up a new clinic. Let's talk about that.
Oh, thank you. This is just passion pouring out. So here we go, passion pouring out. I love that. I never said that before. Well, I hope everyone's sitting down. If not, please have a seat, because I'm about to speak in a safe space. That, Laurie, is the most important thing, and I honor you, respect you, and thank you for creating this safe space where I feel completely at ease saying otherworldly things.
Nice.
So here we go. Millions of years ago, there was created a state of being, a construct, and in human 3D language, we call it the Star Clinic, Surrender, Trust, Allow, Receive. It is primarily a state of being, but its overriding agenda or vision is know thyself as divine. It has been expressed intergalactically and interdimensionally on other planets, galaxies, etc. Planet Earth has not been of a frequency that could allow this to be gifted to the planet until now. In 2007, in Chapter 3 of my book, it talks about the anchoring of the energy of the Star Clinic. And it also talks about my utter confusion, my utter disbelief, but belief at the same time, of having stargates and beings of higher consciousness come through the stargate, and I'm collapsing all this information into a couple of sentences, but actually being in the physical, etheric presence of beings of higher consciousness who assisted in healing me.
Right.
And then nothing happened. It really was a gestation period from 07 until now. I met an individual I referenced before, Vladimir Turek, who is he's a trained physician from the Czech Republic who has studied with Barbara Brennan. Met him in Santa Fe, and I knew instantly, intuitively, that we were to bring the Star Clinic into physical expression.
Nice.
So we did that in March, and we had Know Thyself as Divine sub-expressed with a unique flavor to it by means of quantum physics. We had Dr. Amit Goswami present, who wrote the book Quantum Physician. Well, Vladimir is a quantum physician. So it was an amazing exchange. What happens is we move into this into a quantum field where there is oneness, unity of all the participants and presenters, and also beings of higher consciousness, the golden dolphins under the direction of the divine creator, for sure. And there is transformation and healing that is expressed in the conscious, subconscious realm. So in October, we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it at the Santa Ana Pueblo in New Mexico at the Hyatt. I just learned how to say this differently. Tamaya. I'll say it the old way. Hyatt Tamaya. Tamaya. There we go. It's an Indian word. And we're going to talk about codes and how important these frequencies are in transferring information into our cellular structure to assist in the inner alchemy work that we all are required to do in order to express the new earth. that information might be simpler to go to goldendolphinsplural.com. And then guess what? We're going to Hawaii, the Star Clinic, in over winter solstice to celebrate Gaia's birth, reconnection to the crystalline grid in paradise.
Yes.
Where Lemuria was and is in the now. And we're going to do a global broadcast and invite everyone who is present into this quantum field of paradise so that we can end a cycle in paradise together as we begin a new cycle.
Wow. How powerful is that?
You know, it's kind of like it's written in the stars. I feel so drawn, and I know that the people who present to be with us from the 19th of December on the Big Island at Whale Song Sanctuary until the 22nd are I shouldn't use this word, but it's their calling. There you go. It's their calling, and I can't wait to meet them all.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Now, we don't have a lot of time left. You have a new book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned it briefly. When can we expect to see it? Because I have a feeling it's going to have a lot of gifts in it for people.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am on a schedule, and I am determined to have it available for the Spring Star Clinic, will be in March of 2013. Isn't it wonderful to talk about 2013?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, really quickly, I have to say something. We're so busy thinking about 2012 and all of the things we need to do to prepare to get ready. What are we going to do in 2013? and you know the answer? We're going to be
nice.
The harmonics of the divine creator. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be.
Beautiful. Well, Nina, it has been my greatest pleasure. I am so appreciative of you coming and sharing your energy and your wealth of knowledge with us. If you want to find out more about Nina, please go to her website, crystalsinger.com. And we look forward to hearing more from you. So I hope we can connect again.
Well, in my final words of appreciation, I want to thank you and the audience for returning from the stars to assist humanity in the creation of the new earth.
Beautiful. All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and we had Nina Brown here with us on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.